Before Lin-Manuel Miranda cast a diverse group of actors as America's founding fathers in Hamilton, he wrote In the Heights. It's a musical that focuses on New York City's Washington Heights neighborhood.
It's kind of mad expensive, but we live with just enough.
In the Heights, I live the Heights and start my day.
A production of In the Heights from Theatrical Outfit will come to Atlanta's Rialto Center for the Arts tonight. And Julissa Sabino is one of the stars. Julissa joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning.
And Chad Darnell joined us again, a casting director whose work includes Selma, Magic Mike XXL, and the PBS period drama Mercy Street, among many others. He's also an actor, producer, and writer. Chad, it's good to have you back.
Good to be here. Thank you for having me.
Joining us from GPV in Savannah. Julissa, I want to first make sure people know what In the Heights was.
Yes.
Is because this is a musical. Many people have just been introduced to Lin-Manuel Miranda, but In the Heights was nominated for 13 Tony Awards. It won four. It was nominated for a Pulitzer Prize. Can you give us a two-sentence summary of the plot?
Yeah, absolutely. So it focuses on the Washington Heights community in New York, and it's really about a universal story about finding home and what that means to you, and sometimes whether you're going to continue on with the traditions that have been established by your family and find your own path and how you can keep your tradition and still move on into your future.
Important that it's called In the Heights because Washington Heights has a large population of Dominican Americans, many of them first generation children of immigrants. And the cast that you are with is very multiracial.
Yes, yes. I think we're actually completely diverse. I don't think anybody in the cast is just completely one race. So I think everyone is a minority. There's not a single white person in our cast. There's every single person in our cast is a diverse person of a community.
So, Chad, here's the thing. We have heard a lot about the lack of diversity in Hollywood. That continues. But the Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright Lynn Nottage, I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, I've only ever read it, has described theater as, quote, the last bastion of segregation. Why is, with the huge diversity of people that want to be in theater, why is this still a problem in live theater?
It's in theater?
Yeah.
Why is it a problem in theater? Well, with theater, I think that we have people that are, if you're going to go spend a lot of money for a theater, because theater is expensive, especially in New York.
Yeah.
If you're going to spend that much money, you're open to the idea of watching individuals of different races playing these characters. You're more open-minded is what I'm trying to say. There seems to be a lot more open-minded opportunities, especially like with this production in Atlanta and with Hamilton on Broadway right now. I think that we're moving more into a space where casting directors in theater are open to diversity casting, whereas in the past it's not been that way at all.
Oh, so you're saying
especially
we might be
Hollywood
seeing a change
as well.
Coming.
I definitely see a change, especially, and because, you know, where I'm seeing it is in Hollywood. There's always so much talk about casting an actor, and I think a lot of times we're quick to jump on an actor like this Matt Damon movie that came up recently, The Great Wall.
Yeah.
Immediately it was all over Twitter, like, how could they cast Matt Damon in this movie, because it's an action adventure set in the Great Wall,
and he is very much not Chinese.
He's very much not Chinese. However, you know, we all did the pile on. It's like, how could you cast Matt Damon? It's like, well, he's not even playing a character who was supposed to be Chinese. He's playing a white character, and even the director came out to say, no, that was not what was happening at all. Yet there are like movies like Ghost in the Shell, when Scarlett Johansson was cast, and that character based on the comics was definitely not a white chick. And so it's always, for Hollywood, it's always going to come down to a dollar sign. Can they get butts in seats?
Yeah.
And a lot of times it's going to come with hiring a Scarlett Johansson.
Okay, so then let's talk about theater,
right?
Yes.
Because the Atlantic Lyric Theater got in a lot of trouble for casting mostly white people as the Puerto Ricans in West Side Story. They have since apologized for that
yes.
and said that was a mistake. But that's not the only thing. We've got Chicago's Marriott Theater. They cast almost no actors of Latin heritage in a production of Evita. This is and Lin-Manuel Miranda himself took a lot of heat for putting out a casting call for Hamilton, asking for no white actors.
Right.
So
right.
How do we, if Hollywood is its own thing and it's looking right. for money, is that the same problem, Jalissa, in theater?
I feel like it's more an issue of, for an actor, when we get an audition notice, it is specifically stated almost always what race they're looking for in terms of characters. Now, that's not necessarily, and I think that was more just before. For example, like A Chorus Line, shows like that. There are characters in it that are not stated whether they need to be Caucasian or African-American or Hispanic right. or Asian. It can be anybody. But I think there is an idea that people have that it should be this way because it's been this way before. So I think the problem is that they continue to call on white actors more frequently for roles that have been played by white actors in the past instead of right. thinking outside right. of the box and thinking, well, this character is not specific. This show isn't race specific. This character's struggle isn't race specific. So let me call upon all of the races to audition for this role. I think that's more where the theater needs to expand their horizons.
So, Chad,
I completely agree.
Go
yeah,
ahead.
And especially with some of the properties that are coming up, like American Idiot recently,
right?
Based on Green Day's album, yep.
Yes. I've seen about a half dozen versions of it over the past 2 years. And in each version, the character of St. Jimmy has mm-hmm. been either male or female, black or white. Same thing with What's-Her-Name. When they did it on Broadway, she was an African-American female, but I have seen it with all different races as well. So I think that the theater community has always been ahead of the curve, I believe, when it comes to blind casting is what we used to call it.
Right.
And I think with properties like Hamilton, like In the Heights, we definitely want to see more of our community. We want to see
right.
different. We want to see
something that looks a little bit more
roles.
Like the actual demographics of America.
Right.
Absolutely.
Okay, so let me give you both a little pushback. NPR's Weekend yeah. Edition spoke with a number of Academy members after the furor over Oscar So White. So here's David Kilpatrick. He is white. He's the former president of Paramount Motion Pictures Group. And here he is speaking about this issue.
What I'm against is the Academy's sort of hasty decision to sort of obliterate the old folks inside the Academy as if it was some kind of white man's cabal who voted, you know, these people in. And by the way, I guess I would be part of that.
He would definitely be part of that. Let me add one more before we get your response. Here is screenwriter and producer Patricia Resnick. She wrote the film 9 to 5, among a number of other things, also speaking on Weekend Edition back in February.
The Academy is not meant to reflect the diversity in America. The Academy is meant to be a reflection of the best of the business. The business is too white and too male.
So, Chad, okay, there she is saying that the part that it's not really about diversity in casting. The problem is higher up.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of that? He thinks, ugh.
I think that I personally, having been in too many conversations, with big blockbusters like Magic Mike and very small $1 million independents, it's always coming down to money. I've never been in a conversation with a producer or a studio head where it's like, no, we're white, we're going to have a white person doing this. It's always come down to a dollar sign.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether it's about race or also at this situation recently with Matt Bomer, where he was hired to play a trans character and the entire trans community was in an uproar. It's like, why didn't you hire a trans actor? We need to have conversations, much like this Oscar So White and the opening up of the Academy and inviting more members into the Academy who are not white or are not just white. I think that conversations need to be happening. However, I think that these conversations need to have respect on all levels. The first guy that you had playing on there sounds a little, you know, get off my lawn.
That would be David Kilpatrick.
Yeah, he a little aggressive there. But these are conversations that we need to be having, and we need to we need to go in them with respect on all sides and really listening to people.
Yeah, I mean, I can hear in your voice how conflicted and complicated this issue is. And I should mention that lesbian, they have new research out showing that it, actually diversity hasn't gotten better in Hollywood. Lesbian, gay, or transgender characters account for less than 1% of speaking roles.
Yeah.
But here's the pushback, Jalissa. Why, if you're having colorblind casting, then we shouldn't complain if a white person plays a person of color, right? I mean, that would mean that you're not paying attention to somebody's color.
So I think that is true if it is a character in a story that is not about a specific struggle. I think, and theater, of course, is very creative and very freeing. So I think if it depends on how it's marketed, and if you're saying, hey, we're doing this and we know that we're doing this, we know that we're putting white people in this African-American role, but we're doing it with a purpose, so please come see our show. I still think that can be impactful with purpose. But I think when a story is specifically about a race, and there are plenty of actors of that race available with talent to portray it truthfully and honestly and genuinely, then I think it should stay that way. Like, I would feel offended if a completely white cast did Fences.
Fences, right. So then let me put this to you, because I actually read a comment, Chad, where they said, look, if Kondala Rashad can play Juliet, then why can't a white person play Maria in West Side Story? What's your response?
I'm like Jalissa. I believe that if it's set in Puerto, if you're portraying characters that are from Puerto Rico, you should not have a white. That's just my opinion, though. That's just me as a producer. I would never have an all white cast of West Side Story, because that's not what the story is about. I think that you're offending, and I think that that's, again, having these conversations. That to me seems clearly that you're going to offend an entire race of people by trying to say, oh, this is who we're casting here. I had not heard about that casting. Sorry, I missed that one. but again, here on the flip side of that, recently the new Spider-Man movie, they cast Zendaya as Mary Jane.
Yeah, who's African-American.
Who is definitely not white.
Yeah, we'll have to end that here. Chad Darnell is actor, producer, and casting director. Jalissa Sabino is one of the stars of Theatrical Outfit's production of In the Heights. Thanks so much to both of you.
Thank you.
Thanks. And break leg tonight.
Thank you so much.
In the Heights opens tonight at the Rialto Center for the Arts in Atlanta. It runs through September 18th.
Carnaval del barrio. Carnaval,
carnaval
del mar.